Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Long live the kings. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Was saddened by the passing of Richard Simmons, the 76-year-old fitness icon who passed away on July 13th, 2024. Withdrawing from the public eye in recent years, Simmons was kind of this strange anomaly, fitting into the cultural landscape in his own way as a kind of outspoken, compelling curiosity, eager to tout health and fitness with a positive, wholesome persona. But one of my favorite stories about Richard Simmons is not about his fitness classes in LA, which many of my friends had attended, or his diet plans, or his iconic sweat into the oldies line of aerobics videos. No, today we're going to talk about a different, almost past life of Richard Simmons, one that I love dearly. Today we're talking about his film career, short but eventful, and more specifically, the day Richard Simmons met Elvis Presley. Milton Teagle Simmons was born on July 12, 1948, and raised in New Orleans' French Quarter to lower-middle-class parents, whom he said were, quote, showbiz parents. When Milton, now called Richard Simmons, was 9 years old, he got a job selling pralines on a street corner in the French Quarter. Working in the French Quarter, of course, was full of surprises. One day, Richard was walking around, and according to a story told on his own Facebook page, a man walked over to him and said, "Hey, kid, do you want to be in a movie?" According to Richard, quote, "Well, he didn't have to ask me twice. He walked me to the circle of people and pushed me to the front. It was Elvis Presley filming his new movie, King Creole. All of us were clapping our hands and snapping our fingers as he sang. Wow, I was a movie star." There's a couple different versions of this story, actually. Obviously, I'm going to go with the one that Richard Simmons had in his Facebook page, but I want to bring these other ones up because they're pretty interesting. One was that Richard snuck onto King Creole's lot from his adjacent middle school. Another was because Presley loved pralines, Simmons sold him all that he had in stock at his praline store. And that eventually, that ingratiation, got him hired as an extra in a film. Again, I'd probably just take Richard's word for it. But that's not the last time Richard Simmons would meet up with Elvis. After being an extra in his film King Creole, Simmons decided to follow his dream of acting, attending the University of Louisiana at Lafayette before transferring and graduating from Florida State University with a Bachelor of Arts in Art. In college, Simmons studied art in Florence, Italy. While there, he nabbed parts in two movies by acclaimed Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini, Satyricon and the Clowns. After being cast in more and more character roles and finding a strange handwritten note on his car, Simmons decided to pursue his fitness journey concurrently with his acting. I have to tell you what this note said. It was very mysterious and disturbing. The note that anonymously was sent to Richard Simmons while he was in Italy said, quote, "Fat people die young. Please don't die. Signed, Anonymous." Rattled by the message, as I'm sure many of us would be, the then 268-pound Simmons developed an eating disorder, surviving on water and lettuce for more than 2 months. Eventually, he recovered and developed a new philosophy. Quote, "Love yourself, move your body, and watch your portions." Simmons' Fellini footage is apparently the only existing evidence of Simmons' younger self. He once said he, quote, "burned all the other photos prior to his weight loss." In the 1970s, Simmons moved to Los Angeles and worked as the maitre d' at Derrick's, a restaurant in Beverly Hills. After working for a while at Derrick's, a businessman approached Simmons at his host stand, asking him if he wanted to go see Elvis in Las Vegas. This is again from his Facebook page. Quote, "Before I knew it, we were on a helicopter. Not my favorite form of transportation. We arrived at the hotel and were seated very near the stage. What a showman he was. After his performance, we went backstage to meet him. I have to tell you, I was a little bit shy. He introduced me to Elvis, and I shook his hand. He was very exhausted, so we did not stay long. On our way out, I said to myself, quote, little did Elvis know that when I was a kid, I was in King Creole."